The words that come out of our mouth don't happen by accident. The words that come out of our mouth have a direct correlation with the internal representations that we're running in our nervous system. So on page 4, we have a list of words, which are called predicates and predicate phrases, that go with each of the internal representational systems. So you notice we have a column there for visual, we have a column for auditory, kinesthetic, and AD. And the words and phrases that appear under each one relate to the representational systems. So by listening to the words that someone uses and the kind of phrases that they use, we can determine which representational system they're using. The one that they use the most, and the words that they use the most, will give us an indication of their preferred representational system. We can then use this to be able to communicate effectively with another person. Because when we speak to someone, they always change their internal representations. In fact, it's impossible to not change someone's internal representations when you communicate with them. Because they have to go inside, make pictures, sounds, feelings, talk to themselves to make sense out of what you've just said in their model of the world. So for us to be able to communicate most effectively with another person, we'd want to use the words and phrases that go with their preferred representational system. So if their preferred representational system was auditory, for instance, then we'd want to use auditory words and phrases so that when they go inside, they're going to be making up sounds. That's the representational system they use most often. It's also the one they find the easiest to use. So what you're doing is you're communicating in exactly the way that they communicate with themselves inside their head. That will always be the most effective way to communicate with someone. The most effective way of communicating with someone else is to communicate with them in the way that they communicate with themselves. As you look at the different words and phrases, you may notice some that you've never used before. More than likely, they go with the representational system, which is your least preferred. The ideal as an NLP practitioner would be to increase your flexibility so that you can use all of the words of all of the senses. So that no matter what your preferred representational system is, and no matter what the preferred representational system of somebody else is, you'll be able to communicate with them in such a flexible way that you'll always be able to communicate with them effectively using their preferred representational system, even if it's not the same as yours.